Welcome to the August 28th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Victoria Taylor. Also participating are Rachel Crane and Anna Tulu. Today is our annual water ingathering service with some new twists to make it more inviting for all. We'll celebrate the beloved Unitarian Universalist tradition, everyone bringing water to pour into a community bowl to symbolize our congregation coming back together, and our more recent tradition of everyone sending in photographs of beloved water. Today's half-plate donations go to Mika's Backpack, which works to address food insecurity for youth in 10 local schools by providing identified students with a backpack filled with two breakfasts, two lunches, two dinners, snacks, juice, and milk boxes, and an educational piece each Friday during the school year to bring home for the weekend. At the service, students of all ages are invited to bring their backpacks to be blessed. We'll also bless the teachers who will be serving in our religious education program this year. The service will culminate with outdoor festivities, food and water fun. If you can, I suggest that you get the link from Erica and watch the service video, because many parts really do not come across in an audio podcast, such as the photographs of beloved water sent in by members and friends and shown during the service.
Thank you so much, Jared, and welcoming all of us to our multi-family, intergenerational, everybody welcome worship service, in-gathering, and backpack blessing. It's a whole lot going on today, and it's going to be... Thank you. It's going to be super fun. My name is Victoria Taylor, and I found my name tag, so that's good. After last week giving a sermon about using people's names, I realized I rarely wore my name tag here in this space. And so now y'all know my name is Victoria. And I am leading worship this morning with Reverend Pam Phillips, who doesn't have a name tag, and Rachel Crane, who is our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, and our ministerial intern, Anna Tulu, who's in Chicago, where she attends seminary, but she's going to be leading some of the service from Chicago, which is really, really fun. If you're with us for the first time, either in person or on Zoom, we are so glad you found us. You are welcome here, and we look forward to sharing our community with you. You'll find a link in the virtual visitors card in the chat, or a paper card in the back of the sanctuary if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. If you have a joy or a sorrow you wish to be shared aloud, you'll find a link in the chat as well as cards in the back of the sanctuary, where we will collect those later in the service. Parents, please help your children if they have a joy or sorrow that they would like to share. This is an all-family service. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, locations, Zoom links, and contact information if needed. Thank you to all the volunteers this morning. I'm particularly loving these flowers that were brought in this morning. Thank you. And throughout the week, who make all the activities possible.
Good morning. It is so good to be back with you. It's been several weeks since I've been up here. And I love this service more than almost any service. This is our water in-gathering service. It's a special service. We're gonna do things a little differently, some things out of order, some things that we've never done before, but I hope we'll have lots of fun. And after the service, everyone is going to dolphin dance outside, and there will be ice cream. And there'll be water fun, and it's not raining. So if you are joining us on Zoom and you are in Blacksburg or Christiansburg, somewhere nearby, but just don't feel like being in the sanctuary yet, you can zoom on over to UUC and join us for water fun and food and just general frivolity. I don't know if anybody's explained, we have streamers, blue watery streamers that were handed out. There will be times when music is played, songs are sung. You are invited to swirl your water anytime you want. It won't be a distraction. It will be just like the water in our lives, just forming the background. If you want to dance around with it, you are welcome to do. If the, sorry, I just saw somebody who is going to take this to the nth level. If the music is soft and beautiful and flowing, make your water dancing soft and beautiful and flowing too. Make sense? All right. We are not all in this space. Some of us are on Zoom. Let's pull the people at home up on our screens. And if you want to turn on your mic or your microphone or your camera and just wave and say hello to people, you are up on the screen. So those are the folks who are joining us from afar. And now let's just show the people at home who is in the sanctuary with us today. There's our itsy bitsy Spider-Man and Caroline and everyone else underneath their masks, which we are wearing because we are in the red zone. People are smiling, but you can see that in their eyes. We are so glad everyone is here today, and we're going to have a special greeting one another later in the service, but I didn't want to forget that. All right, and now I think it's time to create some sacred space, and we have a special chalice lighter today, right?
Yes. I'd like to invite Ever Kronk and Will Hundley up to help me light the chalice. You don't have to come, Will, if you don't want, but if you do, we'd love to have you. Great. All right, let us say the words to bless the chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
All right, we are bringing Anna Tulu up on the screen now. She is our ministerial intern, but she's starting her year of seminary. Anna, you are on the screen, and wait just a moment, and she'll be sharing our opening words. Anna?
Our opening words are a poem from Marge Piercy, "The Rain as Wine." It's a ripe rain, coming down in big fat drops like grapes on the roof, white grapes round as moons. It is coming in waves whooshing through the trees, silvery, intimate. It softens and washes the parched air. It falls on my face like a blessing. It sweetens my body, rolling down my upstretched arms. The rain blesses us as it opens the cracked earth, as it opens us to itself, the sweet gush of August rain. Today is our yearly water communion, a time of gathering in our many waters, celebrating our community, our communal blessings to flow and pool together that we may then spill forth our blessing into the world. Anywhere we live in the world, water connects us to where we are, and the nature of water within and without connects us to every place in the world and to all beings. We invite each of you to fully arrive in this worship space, to bring your body of water forth and share your abundance. Rev Pam, Rachel, and Victoria are now going to lead us into bringing our rain into worship.
And thank you, Anna, for joining us all the way from Chicago. I know your mind is a million miles away, but your heart is with us and ours with you.
One thing that helps us to come together as a congregation is making promises to each other. We call these promises our covenant, and each week we read part of it aloud. Please join in reading our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
Today we celebrate our congregation coming back together after the summer with water. Water. But did you know that 70% of our bodies is made up of water? How many knew that already? You guys are way too smart for me. More than half of our bodies are made up of water. And as Anna said, that water connects us to everything in the world, every place and every being. Water moves throughout the world, not just in rivers and lakes and streams and oceans, not just in clouds and raindrops and snowflakes, but in all living creatures, all animals and plants and people. And the thing about water is it doesn't just stay in one place, it goes places. Where do you think this water came from? The New River, probably. Do you think maybe you have some of the New River in you? We won't talk about where that water is going. But it goes out into the world too. So the water that is in those leaves and those trees, some of the water from there might be in your body right now. Some of the river in the New River used to be in your body, or water in your body used to be in the New River, or maybe in a flower outside in the garden. Water in your body might have come from the Nile River in Africa, or some of the water in your body may have once been a snowflake on the North Pole. Can you imagine all of the places the water in your body might have come from? You might have water in your body that used to be in a Tyrannosaurus Rex. So I want you to think about what body of water your body feels like right now. What do you relate to most? Notice how you feel in your body right now. Pay attention. What does your body feel like right now? How does it feel to be in your body? Now, this is an activity that my colleagues down in GOOF, the Greenville UU Fellowship, did last week. And it was led by their religious educator, David Funderburk. He has people in meetings introduce themselves as bodies of water, right? So you introduce yourself, you say your name, and then you say, I am, and some body of water, and describe it, and then maybe add a motion to it. So the example he gave was, I'm Rev Pam, and I'm a wave in the ocean, filled with anticipation, ready to crash on the shore. And then whoever you're introducing yourself to would do it back to you. So you would say, I'm Rev Pam, go ahead. I'm Rev Pam, and I'm a wave filled with anticipation, ready to crash on the shore. Got the idea?
Yeah.
Victoria,
yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Victoria, and I'm a babbling brook going everywhere on a summer day.
Everybody, I'm Victoria, and I'm a babbling brook.
I'm ready to go everywhere on a summer day.
Does it make sense? All right, so in a minute, I'm going to ask all of you to find someone to introduce yourself to. maybe someone you've never met before, and say your name and what kind of body of water you are, and if you feel like it, add emotion to it, all right? And people at home, do it to the people in the room with you. They might be a little surprised, or if you're by yourself, go ahead and type it in the chat and we'll read it aloud. So let's take a few minutes to introduce our watery selves to each other. You can stand up to do this. That was kind of fun, wasn't it? So the folks on Zoom say they're spring. We are Lake Michigan, beautiful and deep, preparing to harden for winter. I am a spring drawing from deep in the earth and rushing toward the surface. I am a small waterfall coming down the mountain. I'm a sparkling mountain stream rushing over rocks. I'm a river ebbing and flowing through every day. I am the duck pond at Virginia Tech campus, part of an enduring symbol of the constantly changing personalized history of this region. I am Crater Lake in Oregon, deep, cool, and mostly peaceful. I'm a tiny tide pool on a rocky beach full of wee fish and sea urchins and crabs. I am a pool in the Never Sink River, touching both the land and the main current. We are some amazing bodies of water. And here we are at UUC. And just like the water, we bring so many things to this congregation. The first water ritual that was celebrated among Unitarian Universalists was at the UU Women and Regional Continental Convocation held in East Lansing, Michigan in 1980. A bunch of women came together and they brought water from everywhere and they poured it in a bowl and they said, this is where this water is from and this is what it means to me. And slowly, more and more Unitarian congregations, Unitarian Universalist congregations started this practice. So by the time I went to the first church I went to in 1988, it seemed like it had always been happening. And it changes over time. This year, the last few years, especially the first year of the pandemic, when we couldn't be together and pour water into a bowl, we had people send photographs of water so we could share it on the video. And I love that tradition because I get to look at all the watery places that people love and put it into a video. So let's look at it now. And it really is the people we share water with that makes it important. So I invite you, after the service, when you're enjoying ice cream and games, ask each other, what is your most beloved water? And now we're going to do the water ceremony. In the olden days, people would come up and say, this water is from blah, 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 blah. It gets a little long. So this year instead, if you brought some water with you, get it ready to bring up now. And I want you to look at that water. And if you didn't bring water today, there is water in pitchers and you're invited to pour some proxy water. What does water represent to you? Does it represent freedom, relaxation, family, rejuvenation? One or two words. What does water mean to you? What do you want to offer to the community? And I'm going to ask Rachel to start us off. This is water we collected over the last 2 years. We boil it up and we use it for our child dedications. So if you pour just a little water to start. Sure. I'll say this water represents our community, especially those who have gone before. There were people who brought water to our service last year. So I invite you to come forward and just pour a little water in and tell us what the water represents. And people at home, we'll give you a chance to, we'll share aloud what water represents to you as you pour water when we're done with the sanctuary. Make sense? So front row, especially, if you'd like to come up and let's share our water.
This water represents home.
This water represents restoration.
Tears.
This water represents life.
Energy.
Hopeful change.
Home.
The snow from our new home.
Happiness.
Lovely. Laughter. Friendship.
New community.
Travel.
Being present.
Life. Comfort.
Aqua vitae.
Aqua vitae.
Milestones.
Serenity.
Hope.
Refreshment.
Home of my youth.
Peace.
Laziness.
Abundance and flow.
Fun.
Healing.
Humor.
From our grounds representing us.
Restoration.
Trees.
Gratitude for finding our way here. Yeah.
Life and community.
So I'll invite Lucas to pull the Zoom folks onto the screen. If you have water to pour, you can pour it now. And Anna says, this water represents resilience and nourishment. And Victoria's poured some for you. If you'd like us to pour some water for you and tell us what you'd like, what it represents, those of you on Zoom, go ahead and write it in the chat. And we'll share here. Tommy says, unpredictability. Beth says, earth. Dave says, life. Gail says, calmness. Susie says, renewal. Tim says, travel. Akiko says flexibility. Dan says peacefulness. Casey says continuity. Gretchen says replenishment. Mayor says health. Sophia says water whoosh. Interpret as you will. Sophia's a little one. All right. And now, because this water is special, oh, Dick says life. I invite the children to come forward to help us bless this water. So if you are young or young at heart, stand around the water table and put your hands on the bowl. All right? And everyone else can help say the words. This water is sacred. It is made sacred by the many hands that have poured it with intention and love, the many stories that each drop contains, the many lives surrounding it in this unique moment, connected by commitment and faith. This water is sacred. May it continue to flow through this community with shining reflection of the unique gifts that flow through each of its members. Everyone, this water is sacred.
May it continue to nurture this community with sustaining hope that we journey together through ripples of growth and change.
This water is sacred. May it continue to bless this community with loving reminders of our collective responsibility to one another and the world.
This water is sacred. May its ripples be a reminder that the changes and growth within this community bring movement and transformation to the world beyond our doors.
This water is sacred. May its purity offer grace to our community and the willingness to forgive ourselves and one another when we make mistakes.
This water is sacred. In moments when we are confused or uncertain, may it bring us clarity of purpose and commitment.
This water is sacred. In moments when the reservoirs of our hearts and spirits are drained by sorrow or pain, may it nourish them with the knowledge that we are surrounded by a deep and abundant love.
This water is sacred.
All right, children, put a little magic into it. And your final blessing. Thank you. Blessed be. Amen.
One action we take each week to live into our mission is collecting an offering. A practice of our congregation is to share half the plate with a local or UU-affiliated organization. This week, very appropriately, we're giving to Micah's backpack, and later we'll be blessing our own backpacks. And think about that blessing going to all the children and other recipients of these weekend food packs. So we will be blessing Micah's backpack with half our plate, but also with our backpack blessing. It's an incredible ministry of lots and lots and lots of community members. You can give online using the link in the chat or through the many ways listed on the screen. You will be able to give after the service as well. For those of you in the sanctuary who would like to give cash or a check, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary. Thank you for your generosity. And during this time, we will enjoy Jared playing Sonatine by Ravel, and you're invited to light candles of hope and remembrance or dance with your streamers. And for those of you online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and we'll read those aloud after the offering.
And now is the time for what you all came for. So if you brought a backpack, a satchel, a book bag, it's time.
Yeah, at this time, let's have all the children, with or without their backpacks, come on up. And don't worry, you adults, you know, we'll have something for you as well.
If you happen to have an extra ribbon or streamer that you're not using that you could pass off to a young person, that would be great, so that all our young people can have some water. Kendra, do you need some water for all of your invisible children? All right, you know, it's been so long since we've had all the kids up here. It's wonderful, that's a huge joy. I mean, yeah, right, everybody? Isn't it great to see them? Did some of you guys start school last week? Yeah, what grades are you guys in, you folks in? Will, what about you? What grade did you start?
First.
Wow, first. Anybody else in first grade? Okay, second grade? Kindergarten? What grade are you in, McKinley? What? First grade. Okay, great. Sienna, you're in middle school. Wow. Did you guys... Who's homeschooled? Anybody homeschooled ever? Ray? Awesome. So, do you guys all have a backpack, or do you take a backpack to school with you?
I have a backpack.
Oh, that's great. So, what do you carry in your backpack?
I carry yard stuff.
Yard stuff?
Yeah.
Odd stuff.
Cards.
Does anybody have homework in their backpack? Yeah, homework?
Like right now?
Like right now? No, not right now. Because, you know, it's Sunday. We don't want to do homework on Sunday. How about lunch? Does anybody carry their lunch in their backpack? Yeah, sometimes? You don't ever carry a lunch in your backpack. What if you go hiking on your lunch? You ever go hiking? Oh, okay, that is a far time away. All right, does anybody in the rest of the sanctuary carry a backpack with them? Does anybody carry something else, like maybe a briefcase, or a purse, or a bag for knitting? All right, are all your bags already full?
Well,
open your bag up a little, and we're going to add a little something special. Today, we're going to pour some of our congregation's love into your backpack. Do you think it'll fit? I don't know. Your backpacks might be pretty full. All right. So this way, you can take the love of our congregation anywhere you go. All right. Did you get some love?
It leaks.
Your back. I got to give you some more love because it's all leaking out right now. Did you get love yet?
I did.
Okay. Have some more love. McKinley, you look like you need more love. Okay. Great.
I got it.
Now, that was fun. People out there, we're going to give them some love in a minute, Victoria. we'll give the grown-ups some love in a minute. Okay. So do you guys ever, that was so much fun. We should add some more things to their backpacks because they've got room still, right? They're not overflowing yet, and Sienna's is leaking, so we really need to keep at it. So do you guys ever feel nervous when you go to school or to work? Sometimes, a little bit. Wouldn't it be great if we felt a little braver, if you could take some of our congregation's courage with you wherever you went? So we're going to go ahead and pour some courage in those backpacks, too. So don't close your backpack up just yet. Some courage. Have a little courage. Do you need some courage? No? You're very brave already. I can see that. But we always need more courage. Is there anything else that you wish you could take to school with you or to work with you? What else do you need other than love and courage? Kindness. Would anybody like some kindness?
I would like all of them at the same time.
All of them at the same time. Okay, what else can we give them other than kindness? Will, I remember you said you wanted happiness earlier when you poured your water in. So let's give you guys some kindness and happiness and anything else, guys? What? Curiosity and joy and restful nights, some peace. All right, great. So do you guys feel like your backpacks are a little fuller now? Are they a lot heavier?
No.
No, not really. All right. So your bag might not look any different or feel any different, but the next time you use your bag, I hope you'll remember that we've added our blessing. Now, we'd also like to give you a little charm to put on your backpack, and you can just hand it to them to attach later because it'll be hard. It's a little chain clasp thing. So we'd like to give you a little charm to put on your backpack so that you can remember and remind you of this. We want you to remember that the spirit of life is with you wherever you go, that this congregation cares about what happens to you wherever you are. And if you ever need more love or courage or joy or happiness or anything, that you can always ask this congregation for more, and we will fill your backpacks up again. Now, everyone who has a bag of some sort that you want blessed, like a purse or a backpack, hold it up high in the chairs back there. Now, all my children, right? You have all your blessings. I would like you to take your watery streamers, and with your magic water streamers, I want you to go find somebody who's holding up a blessing, and I want you to take your streamer and use it to add all the joy and the love and the courage and whatnot to everybody's bag. If you want your bag blessed by the children, hold it up high, and they'll come around and bless you. Also for you adults, if you want a charm for your purse or bag, do check after the service, because I'm going to save some out for the children who couldn't be here today, but there will be extras.
While you guys are getting blessings of courage and hope and love and strength and happiness and joy from the children, I just want to point out this is the first time we've had a backpack blessing with the water communion service. And it seems especially fitting because the ingathering of this congregation is a celebration of the blessings we find here. But like water that sits in a stagnant pond, if the blessings stay in here and don't move out into the world, what good are they? So if you find blessings here among and within this congregation, my invitation to you is to remember that we are all connected, not just in this congregation, but out in the world. We are part of the interdependent web of life. That's a responsibility and a blessing. So whatever you find here, make sure you take those blessings out into the world. We extinguish this chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, and certainly not the warmth of community. These we carry in our hearts along with all of our blessings and take them out into the world until we are together again. And for those of who can make it outside for ice cream, blessed be and amen.